This recording, Australia 11, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the Territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea, for she tried to gently stroke the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile in no time. The goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." I was born in Wallaroo, a little place in Australia, 100 miles from Adelaide. It's a seaport in a rural area. I came from a family of 9. My father used to wander around the country with a pack on his back in the old days before he got married. Then he met my mother and ended up in Wallaroo. He went all over the country with his backpack. I had 5 sisters and 4 brothers, and 2 got killed in the Second War. In Wallaroo, the ships come in and take grain out for overseas countries, and my husband Reg came in when I was a teenager, and we met, and he came back to England. Then he came out on a £10 immigration thing, yeah. And from then on, I started coming over to England, and we've been coming over for 25 years. Yeah, I was born in Wallaroo, which is a little town, as I said, 100 miles from Adelaide. My sisters and all were brought up there in the Depression, and I was the youngest of 9. And pretty bad times. It is a mining area where it's called a Little Cornwall, actually. And we have a Kernowick Lorenda every year, Lorenda. And all the English people from down south come out and all the English bits over there. And actually, Wallaroo saved South Australia from bankruptcy during the Depression, because we were mining and smelting and it was very quiet there. It's a very, very small population. There wasn't very many of us. But there was Wallaroo, Cadena and Moonda, which were the 3 towns, and one was a mining town, one was a smelters, and the other was the rural side of it. And that's where I grew up.